Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, October 5th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The truth about President Trump's COVID situation. More politicians test positive for the contagion. New York Mayor de Blasio bringing back the shutdown in some places. TV ratings crater for the National Basketball Association. Also ahead, it is all over for President Trump, according to the pundits. But is that true? But first, the president recovering at Walter Reed Hospital in Maryland. It was maddening, listening to the media over the weekend. Nobody was really trying to get the true story. The Trump administration wanted to portray the president as still in control and recovering quickly. The hate Trump media, about 90% of it, wanted to tell its listeners and readers and viewers that Mr. Trump was screwing up having COVID. It was incredible to watch. Now, other top politicians have the virus. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Kellyanne Conway, Republican Senators Johnson, Lee, and Tillis all confirming they have COVID. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell slashing the schedule as we wait for test results from other senators. All of this has to do with the confirmation hearings, of course, of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. New York Mayor de Blasio closing 300 schools and other non-essential businesses in nine neighborhoods across New York City. The positivity rate for the contagion jumping about 8% in some zip codes in Brooklyn and Queens. 250,000 people have caught the disease in New York City. Now back to Washington. It looks to me like President Trump will be released from Walter Reed sometime today, Monday. Although that is a guess on my part, it is based on information that I am getting. Again, we can't get any accurate information from the corporate media because it is vested in making President Trump's COVID diagnosis a negative for him. So please stay with us for the truth. NBA Finals starting over the weekend, TV viewership for the championship series reached the lowest levels ever recorded. Just 4 million people tuned in to see LeBron James and the LA Lakers play the Miami Heat. In a moment, some say it is all over for the Trump presidency. Is that true? Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Is it all over for Donald Trump, politically speaking? Well, it was fun while it lasted. Few laughs. But now many pundits believe the end is near for Donald Trump. He's going the way of John Adams, Benjamin Harrison, Jimmy Carter, one and done. Bush, the elder territory. Donnie, we hardly knew you. The president, of course, has COVID. It got past his Secret Service shield. Some are happy about that. Don't tell me they're not. Trump haters believe their villain will go down in November. But wait, there's a month to go before the vote. And Halloween has to be factored in. Joe Biden rising from his basement crypt, bellowing, if in fact, from behind his mask, scaring the kids. Do Americans really want old Joe at the wheel while Kamala lurks, promoting San Francisco values? Joe doesn't even like her. Is this the ticket the nation seeks? Polls say yes. President Trump interrupts. He's a confronter. not nurturing. The suburban ladies don't like his style. But do they understand what Joe and Kamala will bring? Do they get that higher taxes and centralized government will constrain their freedom? Do they want a no-bail policy when a thug steals their car? Would they like drug addicts openly setting up shop in their neighborhood? A great mystery of the universe is that President Trump, perhaps the most blunt human being on the planet, has not spelled things out for the people of this country. So it is left to me, your humble correspondent, to do it. Joe Biden is approaching the end of the trail. He is a man for no seasons, a fellow who will follow the left-wing agenda with no conscience pangs whatsoever. Abort babies in the third trimester? Altar boy Joe, down with that. Impose a wealth tax that essentially seizes private property? Joe has no objection, even though he'll have to pony up a percentage of his beach house to federal and state tax collectors every year. Ban most firearms? Joe will not object. Pay the health care costs for millions of undocumented people? Biden will sign the checks, even as the federal debt is north of $30 trillion. The truth is that Joe Biden has changed almost all his beliefs to comply with the wishes of the far-left zealots who now control his party. At this point, Joe stands for nothing and would happily watch the destruction of the Supreme Court and the free marketplace. Say it ain't so, Joe. You can't because it is so. You won't answer that critique because, as you said in the debate, it would become the issue. So why the deuce isn't Donald Trump going door-to-door warning Americans that their traditional country is about to be disassembled if Joe Biden is elected? We know Joe believes authorities in Oregon can handle the vicious destruction of Portland because Joe said so. Does he not have a TV set? Instead of interrupting, President Trump needs to use his upcoming debate time to list the things that will happen to all of us if Joe and Kamala take over. Mr. Trump may have COVID today, but there will never be a vaccine for what Biden-Harris will bring. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my brand new book, Killing Crazy Horse, big bestseller already. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know, the truth about COVID. It's now rising in 30 states. President Trump, the First Lady, Chris Christie, Kellyanne Conway, three senators, a handful of White House staffers, all have it. Fortunately, the odds of recovery are among the highest in the world in America. So, if you are under the age of 30, you have a 1% chance of requiring hospitalization for COVID. That stat holds steady until the age of 40. 8% of cases among middle-aged people do need serious medical attention. That number jumps to 25% for folks over 80 years old. The average death rate in the USA is about 0.6%, as low as 0.2% for millennials, going up to 2 in 5 for seniors in their 90s. For those with severe cases, COVID is very rough. After contracting the disease, many are symptom-free for about 4 days. Signs of the illness then start to appear, including fever, body aches, dry cough, loss of taste and smell. If the body is unable to control the virus, fight it off, it then targets the lungs. limiting a person's ability to saturate their blood with oxygen. Shortness of breath, dizziness, fatigue, and loss of consciousness are all likely without medical attention. The virus stress, coupled with other pre-existing conditions like obesity or diabetes, could trigger organ failure, pneumonia, heart attacks, even a stroke. And here's something else you might not know about COVID. The pandemic is tough to beat because of its infection rate. Without quarantine, the average person will infect anywhere between 2 and 4 other people. While that may seem high, it's nothing compared to another virus that causes outbreaks all over the USA each year, the measles. Just one case of measles can spread to 18 people within 15 minutes of exposure. Unchecked, a single sneeze could infect 324 people in a few hours. Good thing there's a measles vaccine. Doctors say a similar shot for COVID might be available by this coming January. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.